JK4JVQ. I think it would be a good replacement for a commercial build. You know, something that you've done yourself. And I don't know, we humans are kind of funny creatures. If we do something ourselves, we take a little pride sometimes. And you have every right. If you hear me talk on that antenna, if I sound better, you can take the credit. KK4JBQ.
KL4EGH for station ID. That very thing, because UPS sent me a email and said, hey, the package has been delivered, and they even made a note where they put it, on the front door, back door, something like that. And I said, okay, well, I'm getting a little bit nervous. And she said, why? And I said, well, you know, what if he tries to use it tonight? And she's like, isn't that why you made it? And I said, well, yeah, I said, but I haven't been able to hear my voice on it. And I said, one of two things are going to happen. I said, and it's kind of scary because you can go from a hero to a zero in about a half a second. So if it doesn't sound good, everybody on the net's gonna know. Well, that's one of Chad's antennas. You don't need to ask him for help.
Some years ago, he's Simon Key now. He was probably the best friend I've had in amateur radio. We served on the club's executive council for a couple of years together. And just before he unfortunately, you know, he had an accident and then a heart attack and he passed away. He gave me an antenna and he says to me, he says, you know, this is something that I use in the past and I no longer have use for it. I know you have an antenna on your car and this is one of those magnetic mount 2-meter antennas for mobile use. And he says, if you ever find somebody that can use it, I want you to give it to them. Well, I found myself after the, I had it for a while, and I found myself after the hailstorm, I found myself needing to, you know, have something temporarily. And now that's been quite a while. Because it has worked so well. It just perches on top of a 6-foot privacy fence. And it's probably got something like RG-174. It's very thin coax. Short run of it into the house. And that's what I'm talking on right now. So your antenna will be a large improvement. And I'm talking on like 2 watts here to the repeater that's over 30 miles away on that little antenna. My hope is that I will again be able to reach the Mount Mitchell repeater. I kind of enjoyed that one and not been able to reach it since then, since the hailstorm. KK4JBQ.
Have you here lately been able to get into that Sassafras 79 machine? KI4L Sierra.
Thank you. If that was question was aimed at me, no, I have not. The Anderson repeater, if that's what you're talking about, I've not been able to hear that since the other antenna was damaged in the hailstorm. KK4JBQ.
One I was putting it to. I know I thought many years ago I heard you over there, but I ain't heard you over there in a long time, but that'd explain why. Chad wouldn't pick it up, but gain and altitude, of course, when you got a situation like an HOA, you got to try to do the best you can, but that's just like me here with the RG8U and trying to do 440U. Had I had that chart back in 05 when I took my test for my license and had known about the LMR cable C-raises back then, I would have went with some form of LMR here for 440, but I didn't know it then. Go ahead, Chad, KI4LCI.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ, and KI4LZI for station ID. So I'm kind of excited now, so I just want to see kind of what happens. I mean, I know what happened here. My dad is a retired welder, and he was a pipe fitter for her selling these. And growing up, I did a lot of work with him in the welding shop here. And he's, I don't know, being a pipe fitter, I mean, they're kind of their own little breed of people, I guess. But he's made some of the awfulest looking pipe jigs and this, that, and the other. I don't see how he does it. But I had them all hanging up on nails on the porch. Because I do one thing to all of them and then move and do the same thing, you know, in a process. And so he came up while I'm soldering the things and he's like, what is this? What are you doing? I mean, he just could not understand. what I was doing with the half inch copper pipe, and that's before I had the cap soldered on, because you adjust the cap, you get the SWR pretty close and the frequency close, and then you just move the cap out and hope that when you soldered it doesn't move. But he never did get what I was trying to do. I was trying to explain it to him, and I just thought, okay, well, I'm not even gonna say that nasty word, impedance, because I said, look, it's an antenna, and I said it works real good, and he said, okay, that's all I want to know, and I said, okay. So it's been quite the buzz around here with Anna and my dad, and we've got some friends coming over. My son is taking his girlfriend up to Mount Mitchell tomorrow, and he's going to ask her to marry him. So he's got his engagement ring and all that. So we've been getting the house cleaned up and getting ready for an engagement party. If she says yes, I hope she says yes. So I've had to put up all the copper pipe, and I was just trying to get all of them built in a row as quickly as I could. But you know, it's like I said, it's just. K4LZI, y'all still in there?
Still here. I don't know you're having a problem with something overheating or something. I know the time that's not supposed to be on the repeater right now until about 1 a.m. when it comes back on by the time clock on the repeater controller. K4LZI.
There, Larry.
I'm here. I've been here the whole time. You just dropped out suddenly. Andy's right on target. If are you using an HT? Is it warm in your hand? and I am, and that's why I can say that with confidence, that if you key down for a while with an HT and it gets warm in your hand, it will just cut out without warning. KK4JBQ.
RV, I'll do it. KD4NNU.
You whereabouts you at? You out of Columbia yet? I got a handy talkie, and I've got a TVM 71 Kenwood, and I do a crossband repeat so I can hit the radio on the other side of the house and stay in here in the living room. Don't have to stay tied down to being in the ham shack. And I can move a little bit. And it's got a timer on it. That it's not a timeout timer. It's, you can only talk so much on a crossband repeater before it shuts down, and you cannot program how long it stays engaged. It's a hard function on a radio, and I have tried, but I just have to be careful how long I talk, because it will shut down. But at any rate, I'll throw it back to somebody.
Thank you. You are doing something right there that I've never done. I have a mobile radio that does crossband repeat, but I've never had a use or a need to do that. You are involving two radios and switching within both radios to do this trip that you're making. So I really can't, I can see it in my mind, but I really can't comment on what might be the issue. I will ask, I dropped my power from medium to low. Now I'm talking on only one lot. Do I sound different, KK4JBQ?
4NUE, let me make sure I got it. Please have a little bit of crackling pop and a little bit of white noise when you check in. It's not bad, and as far as the radio goes, it's not distracting, is what I'm getting at. It's just, I know that when you hit the mic, I've learned that it's funny. I can tell with some of the operators when they check into the net, just by listening to just the carrier before they speak, there's a couple of them I know pretty much who it is before they even speak. And yours is one of those that does that, because the noise is not really white noise. It's more of a crackle or like sparkles. That's what I tell Anna sometimes, that's got to be Larry, because I can hear the sparkles. So, but it's not, I mean, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's not bad, and it doesn't detract from the signal or anything, but I don't know. I just kind of pick up on things like that, I guess. So I'm waiting to see if this antenna changes that. We'll see. I'll be curious to know. How much coax are you going to have to run to get to it?
Well, KK4JBQ, the coax run will not be more than maybe 12 feet. But in this process, I made a pass through. I'm going through a steel security door. It's an insulated steel door. I'm in the sunroom. That's where my shack is. And along the back wall, the back of the house, this is about a 12-foot wide room, there are three doors. Two of them serve as windows. They don't have the cutout for the knob and the striker. They're used as windows. The third one in the center is used as a door. Kind of an interesting construction concept that they had going on here. It works just fine, but it's a steel door. So I had to, you know, cut a small hole, both sides, you know, both sheets of steel, cut a hole through there and the insulation in the middle, and then I made plates for both sides of the door. On the outside, I put it in an outdoor electrical cover box. You know what I'm talking about. Inside is more like an inside duplex outlet box. I'm going to have to redo that because I've got these. Well, it's just not the most efficient. I'm losing. I'm taking a big impedance bump just getting through the door here, through the wall. So I plan to do that differently. So this spurs my, you know, sometimes you need a little spark, if you will, to get a move on, to get a project done that's been waiting for years. And this has been waiting for years. So it'll be a while before I have this implemented. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done. It just over and above any expectation I might have had for the little bit of... And it's been enjoyable for me to talk about this hobby to someone who really wants to know a little more about it. KK4JBQ.
You be a favor and just try it out with a 2-foot jumper first before you go to before you go to all that trouble, because I don't know what happened during the shipment, or I don't think anything could have got damaged. I think I had it tied down pretty good. But I guess what I'm trying to say is make sure it's going to do what it's supposed to do before you go to all that trouble, because that would be just disappointing. But like I said, I put zip ties around them so something's not insulating, and just hung them from a nail on the porch and tested each one of them with the handy talkie at 2.5 watts. And, I ain't have any issues. I did not try Mount Mitchell, but I really don't think that's going to be an issue. But just try it out before you go to all that work, because it may not work. You see what I'm saying?
JVQ, well, at this point, I'll have to say that the only thing that might be a problem if there's a dead short, that will instantly blow up your finals. That happened to a friend of mine. He put a pass through in a double hung window, and he made the pass through himself. You can buy them commercially. MFJ has really nice ones, several models, with all kinds of connections to the outside, and bringing them through, you know, a partially closed double hung window. Really nice thing. But he made his himself, and he used barrel connectors, if you're familiar with that. And son of a gun, one of them, he bought them at Hamfest. And one of them was a dead short. And he had a Kenwood TS-2000, which is a really nice radio. And the first time he keyed up, his finals blew. And he was almost 5 months without a radio. So this is, yes, indeed, I will check it for a dead short. but I have confidence that nothing happened to it in shipping. It looks perfect. And I thank you again, KK4JBQ.
I'm anxious to hear it. And, I'm hoping I can tell the difference in the carrier when you hit the repeater. I'm saying I'll probably know when you get it, but just for giggles anyway, you know, maybe tomorrow or the next day or whenever, just get a little short little patch, and I'm anxious to see now. I'm going to try to see if I can get to Mount Mitchell tomorrow with the one I got in here, because it's pretty much identical. So I didn't think to try to hit Mitchell, but I will try it. But test it out first, Larry, because I'd feel real bad if you went to all that trouble and then it's not gonna do what I think it's gonna do. But I'm pretty confident it will. But just try it anyway. I'd hate to tear something up.
JBQ. As I said, I really feel confident, but I have some expendable radios here. I think it was mentioned, its name was mentioned here earlier. I use Baofengs as an extension speaker. I have one in the kitchen. So if I have to leave the shack here and go into the kitchen, fill up my coffee cup, at that time, I turn it on. It's only a receiver. So it's bad nature, it's bad behavior, is not ever coming into play because I never push that talk button on the Baofengs. Same as, you know, there's one in the bathroom for same kind of purpose, you know. An extension speaker, they're fine for that. And they're a good FM radio as well. And they're a good little flashlight as well. Goodness gracious. $30? I get my use out of them. So I can take one of these and connect it first and not use my connect it to my good radio. I won't be blowing anything up. Don't be concerned. Don't fret a bit. I just feel tickled to have it. KK4JPQ.
I guess you've been doing this a lot longer than I have. You know what to do, I guess. But I am curious. But anyway, Andy, if you're still in there, Clayton, and if y'all still in there, I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3s. I just want to make sure you got it, and I'll be anxious to hear what you did and whether it fits in a pipe or not, or what kind of birdhouse you put on it, that kind of thing. But I'm going to take one up to the deer camp. If Andy's not going to use his, then I'll take mine up to the deer camp and use it up there. And because I got one up, but there's nothing like making your own, especially out of used plumbing pipes. That's pretty neat. Mine is some of the plumbing that come out of my grandmother's house. And that's just kind of neat, I guess. I decided not to send it to the scrapyard to just make something out of it. But anyway, I'm going to say 7-3s to y'all. And y'all have a good night. And be safe. And Lord, be careful with this virus. We've got a friend of the family that's real sick, and we're real concerned. We lost three family members last Christmas to COVID within an 8-day period, and I'm just hoping we don't lose a friend too. But at any rate, y'all watch out for that stuff and just mind where you go. And this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Good night to you, if you can hear me. I'm still about 65 miles out, so I will probably call it a night myself. I'm about to run out of hours here, so we'll try to get back into it again tomorrow night. KD4NNU.
Where else is he at? Time you have an issue about picking up another 610, of course I know you got to reprogram it to do it, but the output on this repeater here has got a tone squelch of 88.5 on it. Where I'm at here, it's not an issue, but when you're getting an error like it and you're getting more than one, having that tone squelch of 88.5 and it might hit. And as far as Chad, go ahead and use that antenna over there at the upper, over here on the other end of the county at the deer camp over there. Like I said, I thought about what you was talking about, but this steel roof on this house wouldn't allow me to hang the J-pole in the attic and it worked properly. Ben, I got this steel roof on the house now, so. We'll talk to y'all later. I gotta go take some mints for myself. KI4LZI.
This is me, KK4JBQ. I've enjoyed this, gentlemen. It's been it's been a good time. And again, I thank you, Chad, for the antenna. And I will do a test of it. Not put it up permanently, but I'll see if I can't get something done. We've got a pretty day coming tomorrow. Why can't I get it done tomorrow? Yeah. So we'll talk again real soon. Everybody, have a good night's rest and do take care of yourselves. That's all it's going to take. We were made pretty good. So just take care of yourself. KK4JBQ. Good night, everyone. 7-3.
Buddy, and thanks. for the info on the 6-1. KD4 NNU, and we're clear. 7-3.